I'm Ty Leeds, recovering addict. An NA member chosen to speak at a meeting needs to be someone who is working and living the NA program of recovery, which is the 12 steps and 12 traditions. In areas where there is not an abundance of NA members with substantial clean time or experience with the 12 steps and traditions, there is a possibility that a group inexperienced in Narcotics Anonymous may misunderstand NA's traditions and invite speakers from outside the NA fellowship. There are several ways to avoid this situation. Our basic text, for instance, reminds us that members from other areas are willing to drive long distances to support new groups. The speaker helps fulfill the group's primary purpose, carrying the message of recovery to the addict who still suffers. When speaking at an NA meeting, we should be careful to deliver a clear message of recovery by identifying ourselves as addicts recovering from the disease of addiction. It is not necessary to dwell excessively on active addiction or war stories, because we all know what it's like to use. We came to Narcotics Anonymous to stop using. And we are here to share our experience, strength, and hope of recovery. I'm Ty Leeds, recovering addict. And I'd like to thank God for everything. Because truly, I've been blessed. You know, a couple of months ago, Ron and Roz called me on the phone and they asked me to, they said they wanted to bring me home. They wanted me to come and share my experience, strength, and hope on a topic in particular. Never in the 10 years that I've been in Narcotics Anonymous have I ever had the opportunity to share on a topic that fit me so well. You know how you go to the department store looking for a new suit? What I'm talking about is this suit fits right off the rack. You don't need to take it to the tailor to get it fit or altered. We're talking about right off the rack. And the topic is counterfeit relationships. I just want to ask the committee one thing. Don't y'all know that 35 minutes ain't enough damn time to talk about counterfeit relationships? When that's all I've been in all my life, we're talking about a suit that fits now. About 2 years ago, and it says in the literature that we don't need to dwell excessively on war stories or active addiction. I need to share with y'all that my recovery has been a war story. I've been at war with my disease since day one. Now the topic is counterfeit relationships. Now Ron read two of them, but I read one in another dictionary. And what it said was it was having something that resembled something that was real. It wasn't talking about nothing in particular, but something that resembled something that was real. And we're talking about relationships. Something that resembles something that's real in the relationship. Or maybe the relationship resembles something that's real. But it just happens to be something else. The basic text says that relationships could be a painfully terrible error. I don't want to get it right. I don't want to get it twisted. It says it could be. It didn't say that it is. Or would be, could be. What that means is that all relationships in Narcotics Anonymous don't have to be bad. But if I get into a relationship with someone who doesn't have something to bring to the party, chances are I will be in something that resembles something that's real. Basic text says that we're great manipulators of the truth. Yeah. I suffer from the disease of addiction. And it's always telling me that something resembles something that's real. And my disease dresses things up so that it looks like it's just my flavor. And I'm an addict. I'm addicted to things that feel good, taste good, look good. But this program is not about the physical experience, about the spiritual experience. And what I'm talking about is that when I'm looking for a relationship, I can't go by what's on the outside. I gotta look inside. And if I'm a spiritual being and I'm practicing spiritual principles, then I need to look for somebody who's practicing spiritual principles. If it's spirituality that I want from this individual, I don't get them and try them to make them into and mold them into what I want them to be. They need to already be there. Because that's when the struggle starts. When I want to change you, here's a man who couldn't even manage his own life. Now I want to manage someone else's life. First step talks about the moment control is even mentioned. I couldn't stop using, now I want to stop you from using. A couple of years ago, some people said, well, I was in pain now. One of the promises in Narcotics Anonymous is freedom. Freedom from active addiction. I don't know that they was just talking about drugs. Just because you clean don't necessarily mean that you're free. So if you don't mind, I want to take a minute and get free. Y'all mind if I get free? What I'm talking about is if you've gotten freedom since you've been here, you need to talk about what it took to get you free. If you want to stay free. So I met this individual. I'm not here to hurt anybody. And it seemed like it was just the right place. Ego kicked in. I'm going to tell the truth just how it happened now. She wasn't messing with nobody. All the fellas running behind her, trying to get with her. I said, well, I'm going to get with that. Because I want to prove something. I want to prove to the world that I'm the real macaroni around here. Y'all ain't seen no macking yet. I'm going to tell the truth now. If you want to stay free, you got to talk about what it took to get you free. And this person was right where she needs to be in her life. I'm not here to bash her because the principles are never in compromise. You can't get better in recovery and free yourself by trying to hurt somebody else. What I need to talk about is the issue at hand, me. She may not have been at that place in her life at that time to have that to offer me. But I'm the kind of addict that likes to be in control of his circumstances. Third step, and it works how and why, says that we try to practice these principles in all our faiths. It talks about that when we only want to practice them in certain areas of our life, we short-circuit our spiritual development. And it goes on to say that this decision is easier to say than to live by. It says that we may be hesitant to exercise the principles in all our areas of our life, especially in matters we want to control, like my relationships. See, I figured that because I was so powerful, that I could mold this woman into what I wanted to be. But I forgot something. In the third step, it talks about we made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood it. Sometimes we find this process real difficult, at least I do. But it's really not all that difficult. Because if I look back at how it was that I got here, he had already been in control anyhow. It really wasn't much of a decision to be made. I just needed to accept the fact that he was in charge of my life. And just like he was in charge of my life, he was in charge of her life. And I didn't have to go through all that pain that I went through. All I had to do was surrender. Look for somebody who had those qualities that I was really looking for in their life, and then I wouldn't have had no drama. See, I had all the information. She told me everything. She told me she didn't want my narrow ass. But no. How could I get free? Basic text says using against our own will. But every time, because I was in the grip by now, every time she came around, I started to experience that unmanageability called obsession. By the time it was all said and done, I dropped off about 40 pounds, and needless to say that I'm already light, right? I didn't need to lose much more weight. Active addiction. Active addiction. This is a physical, spiritual, and mental disease. Now, you can experience these three folds in recovery having not used a thing, is what I'm talking about. I'm talking about being obsessed with an individual. Obsessed. Do y'all know what obsession means? It means every time you think, you can't think of nothing but that, what you're thinking about. It's about having all the information and being incapable of making the right decision. On many days I said, I'm not using anymore. But as soon as them drugs came around, I was all in. Using against my own will. Physical. Yes. Dropping off 40, 50 times. Kevin even talking about. Kevin lighter than me. He talking about me. Back pocket touching again. And we come. How to use the thing. Physical death. Spiritual death. Clean now. Talking about a spiritual death in recovery. That means that my spirit had went back to sleep. When I came into recovery and started working the steps, my spirit came alive, man. Came alive again. Went back to sleep. What I'm talking about, that void that they talk about in the second step. After working the first step. I'm talking about that void that we tried to fill with food, with drugs, other people, places, and things. That void, y'all know what I'm talking about. In recovery now, spiritual death. Went to the doctor said, I don't know what's wrong with you, Mr. Fairley. What happened was, folks said, when I left here 2.5 years ago, you running, Tylee. You damn right. I was running for my life. But I wanted to live again. I remember laying in my bed in the fetal position, man. The fetal position. Same position I used to wake up in active addiction. Fetal position. I remember waking up wishing that the morning would never come. You damn right, I was running for my life. Counterfeit. I said the suit fit now. Counterfeit relationship. Something that resembles something that was real. If I'm in a relationship with someone that's not committed to the relationship, and I am, I'm still in a counterfeit relationship. If I'm in a relationship and all I'm doing is bringing something to the party, and all they bring is what they have to the party, I'm still in a counterfeit relationship. I need to find somebody that don't only address my physical needs, but my spiritual needs. In a date, I must. I got a spiritual giant. However, I have a giant spirit. When it comes to recovery. A lot of folks be talking about me, you know. They be talking about, they say I'm preaching. Talk too loud. That ain't got nothing to do with recovery. But our basic text says that we all have our own unique way of carrying a message. The only requirement is that we be ourselves. Be you, let me be me, and all be well. I'm enthusiastic about recovery. I'm not laying in the fetal position today. I'm free now. In recovery,
I decided to look up the word recovery. Webster says that it's getting back that which was lost. Counterfeit relationship. I've been here for 10 years looking, searching for something. But if you searching for something or looking for something, don't you at least need to know what it is that you looking for? So if I'm still looking for the same baggage that I was looking for when I came in here, I still feel the same life devastation. And what is it that we're trying to get back that was lost, Ron? Our relationship with God. If I just allow God to work in my life, I will have all that I need. I won't need a partner, a job, a dad, a ring, because I got God now. And all my needs will be addressed. It won't matter whether I'm living in a mansion on the top of a hill or living in a cardboard box. And if I say that I believe in God, where's my proof? Where's my proof? When God delivers me into something that's good for me, do I accept my circumstances? Or am I still looking for outside the realm of that for something that was lost? Counterfeit now. We're talking about counterfeit. Let's talk about it now. Counterfeit relationships. If I'm not trusting in the God of my understanding, trust is vital. I have to believe that no matter what I'm going through today, that as long as I get through it clean, all will be well. Now I know that some of you are out there in despair. Don't know if you want to be here. Don't know if you want to stay clean. Don't know if you want to be in your counterfeit relationship. And in a lot of pain as a result. But let me tell you something. When I was going through what I was going through, God sent me an angel. I just need to be listening for God's voice. He sent me an angel. I was on the phone with my friends, and they were telling me, "Where are you? We're coming to get you." I didn't want to tell them. I didn't want to tell them where I was. I didn't want them to come get me. They said, "Fuck that, we're coming to get you." The therapeutic value of one addict helping another is what I'll call love. Thomas says, based on evidence. Evidence. And they came and got me. What I understand today, as long as I hold on. And what I'm saying with you is, hold on. God has dispatched an addict. He may not get there when you want him to, but hold on, because he's on the way. That's my experience. They said, based on the evidence, sometimes we need proof. My proof is my experience in recovery. If I went through anything alone, it was because I chose to. Those men who came and got me today, they didn't have a counterfeit relationship. They loved me despite what I was going through. Y'all told me to keep coming, Ron. Y'all said if I keep coming, y'all will love me till I love myself. Sometimes we need proof based on the evidence. They came through. I want to thank Narcotics Anonymous for delivering on its promise. The The promise is freedom from active addiction. I'm free now. Today, as a result of these steps, I've undergone a fundamental transformation. Because up to that point, before I met this young lady, I had been dishing out this kind of power. I'm talking about a man who used to have 6-7 women at a time. I decided that one day that I was going to practice commitment. And let me talk about commitment for a minute. Commitment is just not a word, commitment. It's an action word. That means if I'm committed in a relationship, that I need to invest in the relationship. I used to find myself going home after the meeting. If you're in a committed relationship with someone and you're living with them, you don't hang out after the meeting kicking it with the fellas. Committed people go home to their spouse. They don't hang out in areas where the disease manifests itself. I don't go to dance. Part of recovery is knowing who I am. Going to a dance is like hanging out in a shooting gallery. Waiting on you. What you going to shoot in the gallery for? To you. It's just a matter of time. I know I'm getting ready to use. If you see me up in the dance, I'm telling you now, I'm getting ready to use. When you're in a committed relationship, you care about how your mate feels. How she feels is important not only to you, but to her and God. What I'm talking about, where I'm going with this, is that if God is not in the forefront of your relationship, chances are you're in a counterfeit relationship. I don't pick my mate, God does. I ain't even got to look for her. He'll deliver to me, just like he delivered me to Narcotics Anonymous. I didn't earn my seat. I was blessed with it through God's grace. Man, oh man. I need to say I've been waiting for this all my life. All my life I've been looking just for this. En route to God. Sometimes we got to go through what we got to go through to get where we go. I'm talking about 8 and 9 step stuff now. The only individual that understands harm is one that's been harmed. Up to that point, I had been a victim, see? Been a victim. I had a justification, a rationalization for everything that I did. Y'all know what I'm talking about? So God allowed me to live through this experience so that I could know, have a thorough 8 and 9 steps. Now I know what it's like to be with somebody who don't want me. I got the opportunity, and see, we need to look for the blessing in our situation. Because even though it might have not been in a relationship with the right woman, what I got the opportunity to do was practice principles despite the circumstances. The basic factor, it was John White says that integrity is consistently exercising the principles no matter what the circumstances are. I got to practice commitment. I got to practice being loving and caring and selfless. Even though it may not have been with who God had chosen for me, when the right one came along, I had it to bring to the party. Because up to that point, that area of my life had been virtually untouched. We talk about a fundamental transformation. So I love her for that. Sixth step talks about we become entirely ready to have God remove all our defects of character. It didn't say what or who the instrument was going to be. See, I don't want to live like that no more. Because I've used and been used. Now that I know how it feels, I don't want to bring nobody that kind of pain. I want to change. I want to get better. And the only way to do that is to keep coming back. I'm not flawless in my efforts to recover from the disease of addiction, I need to say. I don't want to fool nobody. Now, y'all said earlier that I could get free. If I don't deal with the issue at hand, it will deal with me. I got a problem, an issue with womanizing. See, I still want to use the old toolbox in a new way of life. I need to also go on and say that it's okay to talk about what happened last year, but if I ain't talking about what's going on right now, I ain't talking about much at all. Recently, I took my will back. Now, what the hell does take my will back mean? How you gonna take something back that you ain't never gave up to begin with? So what happens is I take my will back, and in the first step it says, as soon as I get my life back together, I can go back to you. I don't know if they was talking about drugs. I think they were talking about our defects of character. At least that's where I'm at today. So I decided that I was going to take my will back, right? I didn't want to be in a relationship anymore with a wonderful person. Wonderful human being God has put in my life. I wanted to be a player again. I became dissatisfied with what God's will for me was. And what my disease does, I don't know how it works on y'all, but what it does with me is that it tells me there's a right way to do the wrong thing. Just go about it this way so that you'll be okay with what you do. But as a result of these steps, once I did what I did, I could not feel good about it. And what I did was, is I acted out in my relationship. I didn't want to, like, share that. My disease is saying, don't share that. You know they got a dance tonight. There's some real cute women up in here. My woman is sitting right there. See, sometimes you got to tell on your disease. If you want to stay free, tell on your disease. Otherwise, you may find yourself in a place with that familiar pain. Only this time you might be clean. It's a terrible thing to go through drama in recovery. Clean. Because now you got the deal. Ain't no more using something so it'll go away. You got to deal with the issue. And if I deal with the issue, the behavior stops. I've been in a place where I said to myself, haven't I seen this picture before? Damn it, I'm tired of watching reruns. It's time to go, what'd you say, Ron? All the way. What I'm running from is commitment. Every time I got a good woman in my life, I did not want her. Anybody identify with what I'm sharing? My disease don't want me to have something that's good for me. It wants me to have something that's going to bring me pain. See, my disease don't know they can't get me to go shoot a bag of dope. So what it does is it comes through me through the back door. It'll make my life so unmanageable and so painful till I can't think of nothing else but using. Y'all know what I'm talking about. So I've made a decision based on the evidence and the experience I've had, that if I'm going to be in a relationship with someone, it's not going to resemble something that's real. It's going to be real. I am not going to participate in a relationship where principles are not being practiced. I don't care who it is. If it's her, I'm not doing it. If it's me, I'm not doing it. Because I want to stay free. Our 12th step says that having had a spiritual reawakening as a result of these steps, we try to practice these principles in all our faith. Well, if I can't practice the principles in all my affairs, chances are I got too many goddamn affairs. Some of them have got to go. Preferably the ones I can't practice the principles with. Let it go, man. If you want something that's real, get something that's real. Thanks for allowing me to share.
I'm an addict named Ron. We'd like to thank our speakers again.